Does seeing the sun today leave you feeling depressed? You may be suffering from post-eclipse letdown disorder, a condition that affects anyone who enjoyed yesterday's sudden darkness. Fortunately, there's a cure. Introducing your eyelids. Thanks to these two pieces of skin, you can have darkness wherever you are, whenever you want. Just close your eyes and voila! It's your own personal eclipse. Sometimes they'll close on their own for a surprise eclipse, like when you watch golf on TV or listen to your spouse gripe about work. Your eyelids. Don't let the sun bring you down.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Look, there's a pony.
Is that a pony?
Wrong. It's a little unicorn.
Unicorn!
It's not just a unicorn.
It's National Unicorn Day.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I'm here to meet, touch, and or become a unicorn.
Whatever gets you out of bed in the morning.
Happy National Unicorn Day.
Showtime.
No. That's starting to get ridiculous.
Yeah, and okay. Or become a unicorn. Yeah. Now we have a day for something that's not even real.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Let's face it. Okay, National Coffee Day is
worthy.
Yeah, very much
worthy.
National Beer Day, which was what, Sunday?
Was it?
Yeah, I think so. Huh. Is
forgot to celebrate.
I didn't. It's most definitely worthy. It was National Beer Day on Sunday, or as I know it, Sunday.
Or as you know it, Tuesday.
Yeah, or Monday,
whatever
or
day.
Wednesday, whatever day.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you see the eclipse?
I did actually. I was playing golf.
Yeah.
And it was mostly cloudy, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was a moment where we were putting our stuff in the car. We had finished. And somebody said, oh, look, there it is. And I glanced up and saw like the thumbnail of the sun.
And did your eyes melt immediately?
No, because I took a quick look to see it. But it was just a glance, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I looked at it for less than a second.
All right.
And I still have sight.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I'm glad you have sight. So I was in the midst of picking up my youngest daughter in the pickup line.
Yeah.
And it was so.
Did you get fries with that?
And it was with a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You order a kid, you get a side
of
fries.
Fries.
So I'm in line.
Yeah.
And it was so cloudy you couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And then I picked her up. And we start rolling, and her papa was so nice. He made sure that she had the glasses.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, they went to Sonic to get these glasses because Sonic was giving away free eclipse glasses with the purchase of something.
Yeah,
and so they did that, and he's so obsessed with this kid and with donuts that he also got her Krispy Kreme Eclipse donuts.
Wow, what a cool papa.
He is the best.
Yeah, and, I've met him several times. Yeah. I really like the guy.
And that kid does not know how good she has it sometimes.
Yeah, she doesn't have a lot to compare to.
Yeah, well, yeah. But so we're driving along, we're driving along, and all of a sudden the sun just the clouds thinned out.
Yeah.
Right where it was.
Yeah.
And it was there. It was like that.
Yeah, and then, it was amazing.
Yeah, so Maddie's got her little eclipse glasses on, and she's going, I can see it, I can see it, I can see it. And of course, it's behind me. It's like behind and way up in the sky that I can't even see it with the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And I'm driving along. And so I keep rolling. And we got to the house. By the time we got to the house, it was completely cloudy where the sun had been. And it's like, wah, wah, but then it for a brief second, it cleared up enough that I could see what she was talking about.
It yeah.
She said it looked like a banana at the bottom of the sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's what she could see.
Good for her.
And
really cool that she got to see it.
Yeah, she did. She got to see it. I got to see it a little bit.
Yeah, it was me. It was like a little thumbnail thing when I glanced up.
I still have my eyesight as well.
Yeah, good.
You know, so that and...
You are blind and I have sight.
Nope. Yeah. And quite frankly... Oh, here is the weirdest part. Now, yesterday... you know, obviously, every story was eclipse related.
Sure,
every soundbite practically was eclipse related.
Sure, of course.
And all the media—that's all we keep talking about. Eclipse. Okay, and today is not going to be any different. We're going to keep talking about it. But I was walking up from the studio to the house.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a little bit before 3, okay, and so it had started,
yeah,
and it was dimmer. The sky was much dimmer.
Yeah, you could definitely tell,
and you could. The birds were flipping out.
What were they doing?
Oh, they were flying around like crazy, like as if they were hurriedly attempting to get back to the nest, because not only can they perceive the light and dark. But they can also tell when there's less sun's rays for some reason, and it was just freaking them out.
Yeah,
I mean I could definitely notice that. And Jerry the cat continued to sleep.
You go, Jerry.
He's just curled up on the chair.
Yeah, I don't know if my two cats and dog reacted at all, honestly, because I wasn't home. But whether they noticed or not would have been interesting.
Well, the cat and dog didn't care, but the birds. Outside, we're freaking out. Yeah, yeah. I could definitely tell that there was something up with them.
That's cool.
Oh, hi there. It's The Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and feature channel on Alexa, you ask?
It's easy.
It is. It's so easy. Even Bill Bodine can do it.
Even I can do it.
Yep. You just simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will.
She will.
And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. That's it.
That's what I do at home.
Yep. You can also get our podcast on Alexa as well. We repack all the show segments into a full-length and anatomically correct podcast. And that is available on Alexa. You just say, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, all the places where you find. You can get it on YouTube. All the places that you find your podcasts, and you can even watch the segments right here.
That's crazy.
On Facebook Live,
yeah.
At The Mike Show VA. So if you haven't liked us, like us long time. Yeah. That handle also works for our Instagram, our YouTube, our X or Twitter or whatever the heck it's called.
Truth Social.
I don't think we're on there.
I don't think we're on Truth Social.
No, and we're not on OnlyFans, but we might be at some point. Because we'll do the Mike Show After Dark. But that's for a totally different audience.
Yeah, and full frontal version.
We won't be wearing any clothing.
Yeah.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, so beware.
Yeah. Coming up on today's program, you'd have to subscribe to our channel. And there's some money that would have to change hands.
Yeah, so we're not doing that.
Correct. Well, not yet, anyway. Yeah. All right, coming up on today's program, we are going to get really, really smart with 5 random facts. We're going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. We've got the news. We've got Audio Vault, and we've got the good news and all that kind of stuff. Megan Huffman is going to be joining us via the magic of technology.
She's not coming.
She's on her way back from Arkansas. They were down there to watch the full...
they went to watch the eclipse?
Yeah, for the right in the path of totality.
That's amazing. Is good for them.
Yeah, so she may be joining us via the magic of technology and other guests aplenty on today's program.
Beautiful.
That's what they do. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Did you hear the news? You young punks have 3 times more car accidents than us old people. All these years you've been griping how I drive too slow or stop in the middle of the road to make sure I'm still alive. Well, stick it in your tailpipe, losers. Grandpa is crash-tested and ready to roll. I'm getting my insurance back, so I'm cranking up the Delta 88 and I'm going out hunting for some of you scuzzbags driving them midget convertibles. You see me playing chicken, you better turn, because giving up the last 2 weeks of my life don't mean nothing to me. I may be old, but I still got some butt-whooping to hand out, so you get the hell out of my lane. Grandpa's back on the road, and it's payback time for putting me in the home.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. Oh, hi, Bill.
Hey.
Yeah, so apparently Americans agree on a lot of things.
Lately?
Apparently, according to a survey. Now, this wasn't just any survey. It was a survey by a sausage company.
Well, that's so credible, then.
Yeah, very credible. Johnsonville Sausage Company recently conducted a survey on American attitudes. And I don't know if they asked any questions about sausage. Okay.
There were no wiener ratings.
I don't know. Okay. We'll have to read because yeah. I didn't proofread this one. Well, anyway. So they asked lots of Americans on how divided America is and how diverse or divisive, rather, things are.
Okay.
But according to this survey from the sausage company, we actually agree on a lot of things.
You know, they're branching out into a new advertising campaign. I just saw an ad the other day for Johnsonville, and they were stressing how much better we get along or should get along.
Interesting.
It's a very positive spin they're putting on things.
Well, there you go. So this is, I guess,
part of that.
Maybe. Yeah, the antithesis of it. Anyway, 80% of adults say they're sick and tired of the anger and negativity in America. Mm-hmm. 89% want less negativity in the news and social media.
And that means 11% of the people want more of that?
I guess.
Come on.
Or are just darn happy with
undecided.
With being grumpy. Well, maybe they're undecided.
Yeah.
It's led to us feeling less connected, the negativity, especially on the news and social media.
Yeah.
60% of adults say having fun with people has gotten harder. 80% say there are a lot of people in their lives that they really want to reconnect with. Yeah. Even if they disagree on some issues.
Yeah.
And that can happen. A whopping 91% of adults say they don't have to agree on everything to enjoy a meal together. And maybe a sausage. Or two.
Why not? Yeah.
71% say it's easier if you're sharing great food.
Sure.
Like sausage.
Like sausages.
75% of Americans agree that people should eat sausage.
Well,
75% of Americans agree that people are mostly good. All right?
Yeah.
So that brings us to our top list.
Okay, good.
You know, with this new poll claiming Americans prefer to bond over things rather than fight, which raises the question, what things?
Yeah.
Let's have it. Look no further. In today's
Such
list.
A public service.
Yeah, that's our top list today. Top things all Americans can agree on.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Where's my thingy? I need my thingy. There we go. All right.
Where'd you leave it?
Yeah. Top things all Americans can agree on. Trucks need testicles. Ketchup counts as a vegetable.
True.
SEC football is a way of life. Pajama pants should be worn in public.
Agreed.
Top things all Americans can agree on. Well, what about my pajama pants? Because they got the flap that always opens up.
Oh, they do.
Oh yeah, and I never wear underwear.
Do you have the feet in them?
Oh, I got footy pajamas too.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Top things all Americans can agree on. Belt buckles can never be big enough. The Raiders logo makes a great neck tattoo. Top things all Americans can agree on. All extra money must be spent on Taylor Swift.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Top things all Americans can agree on. Waffles get a house, pizza gets a hut, and fried chicken gets the state of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Top things all Americans can agree on. Christmas starts in September. Great wine comes from a box. And top things all Americans can agree on. After about 30 seconds, an eclipse is boring.
Yeah, really. Well, yeah.
Just me? I mean,
I don't know.
Anyway, there we go. It is the Mike Show. Today is, what, Tuesday?
All day.
Yeah. Coming up, we've got your news, and then we've got your not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. The total solar eclipse was yesterday. Oh, is that yesterday? Gee, I sure hope someone has a lot of pictures and videos that look like all the rest they can share with me. Yes, the eclipse came and went yesterday. Now we can all get back to observing a corona that comes in pints. So now eclipse mania in America is over. Also ending yesterday, everyone pretending to like college basketball. Morgan Wallen threw a chair off the roof at a Nashville bar. Fortunately, it hit Jelly Roll and bounced right back on the roof. And Target has launched a paid membership service. So now you know what to get your aunt for her birthday. This is not headline news.
It is not. It's the Mike Show. I am I'm so darn happy you could join us on the program. Happy Tuesday, everybody. All right. I don't want to alarm you. Okay. But fun fact, you're more likely to die on your birthday. Once you pass a certain age, like me, your birthday is just yet another reminder of your impending death. And for some of us, it may really be. This is frightening. We'd never heard of this, but statistically, you're more likely to die on your birthday, according to the Guardian newspaper. Is that in Britain?
Hello.
They just did a big thing on it. It's called the birthday effect. A study in 2016 found you're more likely to pass away, to expire on your birthday than any other day of the year. One study in 2015 said about 7% more likely. Another in 2012 found that there's a 13.8% higher chance of kicking the bucket. Now, that's got to be one heck of a birthday party. That's all I'm going to say. No one's sure why we're more likely to expire on our birthday, but experts think there might be a few reasons. One, birthdays can be depressing for some folks. So there's a slightly higher rate of people, doing the unthinkable on that date. But the main reason might be celebrating too hard. What did I just say? That's got to be one heck of a party. We're more likely to fall or have an accident on our birthday because we drank too much. And if you're older, drinking or overeating could also cause a heart attack. Man, oh man. Oh, and don't plan a fun surprise party at your great aunt's 95th birthday. Okay, don't. Like Momo in Get Shorty. Okay, it's his birthday, and he's walking up the stairs, and he's overweight, and he there's no elevator, and there's no lights, and he opens the door, and you think it's going to be a hit, right? No, and the lights all come on, and everybody goes, surprise! And Momo just collapses. Yeah. If April 9th happens to be your big day, happy birthday. What else? Okay. Oh, man. I wish Bill was still here. He had to take off. But let's do this. And then I'm going to... Do I still have the page on my phone? I do. All right. So, Google searches for "my eyes hurt" skyrocketed right after the eclipse ended. They peaked around 3:20 p.m. just as the eclipse was maxing out on the East Coast. Searches for "why do my eyes hurt" were also up. Answer: because you just stared at the sun, dummy. If you did stare at the eclipse, the Weather Channel posted a list of symptoms to look out for, like headaches, blurred vision, and a blind spot in one or both of your eyes. The good news is it usually resolves on its own, especially if you only peeked for a few seconds, but see an eye doctor if necessary. People have been claiming to have eclipse sickness, even though there's no evidence that's a real thing. Reported symptoms range from insomnia, fatigue, and no appetite, to one woman who claimed it knocked her off her menstrual cycle. I don't know. In less funny eclipse news, a woman in Florida, a Florida woman, shot at cars on the highway and blamed it on the eclipse. She hit two people, but luckily no one died. She'd just checked out of a hotel and told the staff she was going on a shooting spree. She said God told her to because of the eclipse. She's facing attempted murder charges. Let's see. Space.com posted a big roundup of eclipse photos from around the United States, and TheHill.com has time-lapse videos of different cities being plunged into darkness. Someone also posted a photo of what it looked like through a Cheez-It. Yeah, that one I definitely want to see. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to share this up on our social media, @TheMikeShowVA. There we go. That's what the eclipse looks like through a Cheez-It. What else? Anything else? Cloud cover put a damper on things here and in some other spots. Others got lucky, or at least caught a glimpse. A weatherman from Mississippi got pretty emotional watching it with his family in Dallas. Do I have that? I have that audio here. Let me pull it up real quick. Where's the weatherman? Here he is.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. The next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. Spectacular. Look, there's a small cloud and you see a halo. Look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
And there it is.
All right. So I don't want to get muted by the social media folks. Anyway, that was weatherman David Hartman live from Dallas. He works for WAPT in Jackson, Mississippi, but was live for the event in Dallas. All right, what else? Okay, so yeah, so people were talking about different eclipse-related symptoms, especially with their eyes and other things. Well, last night, actually around 2 in the morning, I got up, and I was going to mention this to Bill, and I really should have. I got up, and I yawned, and my ear popped, okay? And then I heard just this rushing air sound that never stopped. So, of course, I had to diagnose myself. And it says, how do you pronounce that? I can't even pronounce it. It's a type of tinnitus. It's a pulsatile. Here, let me Google it again on this machine. Maybe we can get a pronunciation. Okay. How to pronounce. All right, good. It's our Pronouncify lady. Here is what I Googled the symptoms, and this is what it came up with.
Pulsatile tinnitus.
Tinnitus. Pulsatile tinnitus. I got it right this time.
Pulsatile tinnitus.
Tinnitus. All right. So pulsatile tinnitus, and I'm going to go back. And it is, they hear a rhythmic thumping, whooshing, or throbbing in one or both ears. Some patients report the sounds as annoying, but for others, the sounds are intense and debilitating, making it difficult to concentrate or sleep. So I actually thought that I had injured myself, but here, that's what it does, but what is causing it? Unlike with regular tinnitus, doctors often can pinpoint a specific health problem behind it. Irregular... Listen to this. This is what I'm reading, okay? This is what I was reading this morning at like 2 in the morning, okay? Irregular blood vessels. Yeah. This is a common issue when blood flows through a damaged or kinked vessel in the brain, near or around the ear. It can change pressure and noise. A narrow or kinked neck artery or vein, a jugular vein, can also cause the sound. High blood pressure. This can lead to a change in blood flow, and things like stress, alcohol, and caffeine can make the noise more noticeable. I don't know anything about stress, alcohol, or caffeine. severe anemia or an overactive thyroid gland. I mean, hardening of the arteries. Head and neck tumors. I mean, good Lord.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
And then there's that. So I am, okay. I shouldn't attempt to self-diagnose myself because I get freaked out. And I'm already freaked out. And we had the birthday story. I just celebrated my 57th. I'm freaked out. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to say it right there. So, hopefully. Okay. But this morning, so I took a couple Advil. All right. This is me. This is me attempting to fix myself. I took a couple Advil, and because it's supposed to reduce swelling, and if there's a kinked artery or something, maybe, you know, it's, there's some swelling, and so whatever. So I took a couple of Advil. I went back to bed. I woke up, and it's not there now. So, but now I'm worried that I've got something in my neck or my brain or good Lord, I'm just freaked out. I am just freaked out. I should have talked to Bill about this because he would have he would have set me right. Anyway, all right. So why don't we do this? Maybe I should go talk to the folks at Centra. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five!
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Right. Here we go. Number one, the USDA has 1.5 billion pounds of cheese stashed away in caves in Missouri. This process started about 75 years ago. No, they weren't aging it. It's part of a plan, or was part of a plan, to stabilize dairy prices in the country. But now it's mainly for use in food assistance programs. Number two, the famous warehouse at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark is actually filled with cheese. No, I'm just kidding. It's painted. It's a painting. It just looks like the real thing, thanks to great camera work. Number three, BC and AD were invented in 525 AD by a monk. He wanted to make sure that they were celebrating Easter on the right date. Number four, Australia is the only place in the world with horizontal time zones, but they only go into effect in the summer, which is our winter. And then number five, how do you pronounce his name? Got the Pronouncify lady here. Roald Dahl. His version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in 1964. The Oompa Loompas were pygmy slaves from Africa, but the book was revised and republished in 1972, and they were described more like white dwarf hippies. If that makes any sense. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
It is the Mike Show. Hi there, Mr. Kent Carpenter, joining us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. How's it going, Kent?
Fantastic. Going to be a fun day. We got opening day here tonight, and just trying to get everything ready. It's a little bit of a scramble, but. Now I know that there's cheese in caves in Missouri, so that makes my day a whole lot better.
Yeah, I mean, so what could possibly go wrong, right? If you know what, whatever happens in the world, we can count on the fact that we've got cheese in caves in Missouri.
I've got three thoughts on that. Number one, where are there caves in Missouri? Two, how does it not go bad? And three, just who thought of this idea?
So, well, the USDA. Thought about it. Yep. They got 1.5 billion pounds of it. And so there must be big caves in Missouri. And I would imagine that they probably keep it cold.
I hope so.
Because it's in a cave, you know. So, again.
Speaking of cold, it will not be cold. It'll be perfect tonight at the Lynchburg Hillcats opening night. It's going to be probably about 70 degrees.
Nice segue.
Which, you know how I do it. You know, we're really excited. We're going to have some big surprises for people. We're going to have our starting lineup come out on the field in Jeeps, and it's
nice.
Gonna be cool. So we're excited for the pageantry that is opening day. The field is painted, the stadium's clean and ready to go for everybody to be here.
We're looking forward to opening night, and each and every season, the Lynchburg Hillcats keep getting it done. And tonight will be no exception. Who are you facing off against?
Fredericksburg. So the Fredericksburg Nationals, obviously the Washington Nationals affiliate. And so really excited to get this rolling. I think it's a good opponent to start the year, kind of a nice Virginia rivalry here. And I'm really excited to see our guys. You know, we've got a lot of really, really good prospects and some big names in the Cleveland Guardians organization. So we're excited to see them. Make their home debut, and excited for our fans to really get to see them in action.
And so the season actually started out on the 5th?
Yeah, they played Friday, Saturday, Sunday down at the Down East Wood Ducks.
Okay,
lost all three of those games by one run.
Yikes!
Which was a tough way to start the year, but it shows that, you know, this team's a lot of fight. And you know, Sunday we made a huge comeback. I think we're down like 6-0 or something like that, and our 4-0, we're up 6-4, then gave up a couple runs to lose that game. But okay. Team's got a lot of fight, some fun bats, and hopefully the pitching is going to be catching up to it, and we're looking forward to playing Fredericksburg for this series, and hopefully take the series from them and get rolling at home on a good foot.
Absolutely. Well, get your either season tickets. You still have time. Or get mini flex plans. There's all kinds of opportunities for you to check out the Lynchburg Hillcats. And it all starts tonight. What time?
6:30. I think gates open at 5:30. So if you want to get here and get your merch, get your food, grab a beer and sit down, I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun. I think kind of everything's going to get rolling for our pregame probably about 6 to 6:10-ish. So you want to be in your seat and in the stadium so you can see – you know, kind of the whole pregame deal for opening day.
All right. And folks, you can enjoy this. It's great entertainment. It's great, great local baseball. Plus the weekends, you guys have a ton of specials and activities and things that are going on. What's coming up this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. So every Saturday, pretty much we have fireworks. So there's no reason to not come out and take your kids to see a cool fireworks show. It's absolutely incredible. We watched that a couple weeks ago for the test. It looks great. Sunday, kid, the first 100 kids get free snow cones at the stadium, and then they get to run the bases after the game. Fridays are always giveaway nights pretty much all year. I kind of went backwards on that, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday are awesome for us. And no matter what day you show up, it's going to be a fun experience at the ballpark. And great to bring your family, your friends, your coworkers, anyone out to the stadium and just get a great experience.
And it's extremely affordable. And it is big league stuff in a absolutely beautiful park. Very kid friendly, pup friendly. It's a great time out at the ballpark. So enjoy tonight, opening night, and then all season long. And then we have an opportunity for you to win a Skybox towards the end of the season. You can register. We'll tell you how to register for that in just a little bit. But Kent, thank you so much for taking time this morning to tell us about opening day.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Baseball is back in the Hill City, which means you need to be at Bank of the James Stadium. Come on out for opening week against the Fredericksburg Nationals, April 9th through the 14th. Join us for opening day on Tuesday night for all the pageantry and to receive a free magnet schedule so you never miss a game. Then on Friday, come on back for our 30th anniversary celebration featuring a t-shirt giveaway courtesy of High Peak. And no opening week would be complete without a Saturday night fireworks show. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-HillCats.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. And typically, Megan Huffman joins us.
Usually.
From Share Greater Lynchburg. Or she sends Alyssa from Share Greater Lynchburg. Uh-huh. Today. And this is really cool. Bill and I were talking about parenting in general and how we try and give our kids all kinds of great experiences.
Sure.
And Megan and her husband, also, they went down to Arkansas to watch the eclipse in the path of totality. Okay.
Took their young daughters with them to give them that experience, which I think is very cool.
Isn't that so cool?
That's amazing. Yeah. I got to go to the 2017 when it was a total eclipse down in North Carolina, and it was amazing. It's definitely worth it if you can make the drive to not miss once in a lifetime experiences.
So cool.
Well, we took our kids in 2017. We took our kids to Busch Gardens, and we were right out in front of Oktoberfest. Watching the eclipse there, and then we went inside for a schnitzel.
Very good.
Anyway, but we digress. So Susan is going to be joining us, and Susan, tell us what your organization is.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Susan Herndon-Powell. I'm with the Peaks Retreat and Adventure Center. We are out in Bedford County in Thaxton. We are a 66-acre facility that's really focused on getting people outside. We love all things outdoors, and our main goal is to facilitate camps and retreats that get people moving and grooving outside and doing all kinds of fun adventure activities.
Very, very cool. And I would imagine you've got probably a really good view.
We do. We've got a great view of the Peaks of Otter right out the front, and then all the surrounding beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains around here. So it's a great place to kind of kick back, relax, and spend time together as a family or as an organization or a camp. It's great.
Okay. And we understand that you have coming up, you have a nonprofit lunch and learn that's on the way on, what, the 17th?
Yeah, coming up April 17th from 12 to 4. We're partnering with Share Greater Lynchburg on this. And I believe Freedom First is providing the lunch, as they do often for the Share Greater Lynchburg lunch and learns. We're inviting nonprofit leaders, anybody that works for a nonprofit, to come out and experience what camp feels like at the Peaks. there's going to be networking. There's going to be adventure. We're going to get to hike around the property. We're going to spend time together. We're going to do some team building activities. We're all about empowering people to do team building activities within their own team and hopefully just connect with each other in the community and see if there's things we can work together on to provide great educational and outdoor experiences for people of all ages in our area.
Now, tell us about the Peaks Retreat and Adventure Center as far as what all do you offer? And I think you might have mentioned this at the beginning, but how big is the property?
Yeah, so we have 66 acres. We have a 400-foot zip line on the property, which is a really popular activity for a lot of our groups. Man. We have a 40-foot climbing wall. We've got a canoe pond that we teach canoeing in, have a little canoe obstacle course that gets people engaged. We've got a great low ropes course, which is all about getting people to work together. So 14 elements there. We've got over 3 miles of hiking trails. We've got a 9-hole disc golf course. We have a great nice. Garden that we spend a lot of time in the evenings with the garden lights and campfires and a great place to kind of end the day out here.
That is really, really cool. Now, can you do overnights as well?
We do. Yeah, I was going to mention that. We have two lodges. They each sleep 40, kind of bunk style, but it's been great for our camps and retreats that want to come. We do a lot of weekend retreats throughout the year, even during the week with corporate professional groups that want to come and spend time together as a team and learn how to kind of work better, communicate better together. We do a lot of those type retreats. And then this summer, kind of our bread and butter is camps. So say your organization that doesn't have your own camp property, you can come to us. We'll provide all the adventure activity. You bring your program and your staff and your volunteers. Ends up being a great week of collaborating together and getting a lot of kids, especially outside in the summer, which is what we're all about.
That is really, really cool. Well, folks, you can learn more if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And certainly sign up for the Professional Adventure Days nonprofit Lunch and Learn. If you have a nonprofit, Share Greater Lynchburg is hosting it along with Peaks Retreat. Click on the page. Just look for Peaks Retreat and Adventure Center on Share Greater Lynchburg. Susan, how long have you been doing this?
We've been around for about 2.5 years so far. I've been here about 1.5 years myself as the director, and it's just a really great organization to be a part of. And I just can't speak enough about getting people outside. We're even adding on a adventure camp this summer that we're partnering with Bedford County Parks and Rec on for rising middle schoolers. So everything outdoor adventure, wilderness survival skills, even an optional camp out on Thursday. It's the first week of summer. That'd be a great way if you know any middle schoolers that want to come out and do that. We're also, if you want to donate to send a kid to camp, we also have that option available. We really are just passionate about getting people outside. So also wanted to plug, we also are doing our first wine, beer, and art festival coming up April 27th from 12 to 6. We're going to have great local wineries, breweries. We even have a meadery coming, local art vendors, food trucks, all of that. So it'll be a great way to kind of experience the property. Our trails, disc golf, we open that day as well. Just great day to spend time outside together.
Very, very cool. Well, you had Bill at wine and beer.
Yeah.
And art. Well, yeah. You had me at beer. You had Bill at wine and art. And so, yeah, we're definitely interested in D, all of the above. You guys have just a ton of stuff going on. Again, folks, head on over to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in the Peaks Retreat and Adventure Center, and you'll learn how to register for any of the events, especially the Lunch and Learns. And learn more about the Peaks, just click on their link as well. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. Did we cover everything? Because I'll toss it to Megan, and then she'll remind me of the things that we forgot to do.
No, that's perfect. I think one other thing, we do like to open up our property to families and just general community members. We have a community adventure days, we call them. So our next one's coming up May 18th. It's a Saturday. Okay. And that's just a day you can actually come out and feel what camp feels like. So you can try archery, you can try the climbing wall, you can try canoeing. So we get a lot of families that come out and enjoy those days. So we definitely would invite folks to come out to those days as well. And then if your group needs a place to have a retreat, have a camp, we'd love to talk to you. Again, we love connecting with folks in our area and beyond. So thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's really, really cool. It sounds like a great, great property. I had the opportunity to go out there when you guys were first setting things up and getting the dormitory style bunk houses set up. And that was a number of years ago, but I do remember the property, and it was coming along nicely, and I'm sure you guys have really made it something special.
Well, I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah. Now, Susan,
you're welcome anytime.
Now, Bill would love to wrestle a bear. can you make that happen?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, we don't see too many bear up this way. I think they are around, but if I find one, I'll be sure to call you. And
believe me, I'm okay without it. I'm okay without
it. Okay, either wrestle or dance with. Okay.
So he's the one. If we have a problem bear, we're calling him to kind of deal with it. Is that what I'm?
Oh hearing? Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, I got you.
He'll come right out.
I'll bring a picnic basket.
Well, great. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. And folks, again, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. If your nonprofit organization is not on the Share platform, what are you waiting for? It is absolutely positively free, and it is a one-stop shop for folks that are looking for nonprofit organizations, whether you want to make a donation, whether you want to volunteer your time, or whether you're looking for events that are going on. And you can even shop for area nonprofits right on the Share platform. Click on the link, purchase whatever they need. They have a list of needs, and then you can have those items delivered directly to that nonprofit organization.
Yeah,
this great. This platform is a work of coding art.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it's all brought to you by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which gives away over $2 million a year to over 170 local nonprofits.
Yep.
Every year they do that.
Absolutely. So visit them. And again, if you're part of a nonprofit and not on the Share platform, you can join 174 area nonprofits on this platform. And again, it's absolutely positively free. Susan, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to coming out and wrestling a bear with Bill.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just kidding. There's no bears there. No bear wrestling at this place. It's the Peaks Retreat. Thank you so much. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is going to be a very short audio vault. Because, I mean, we played a lot of the stuff, and with the eclipse and that yesterday, there really was not... I mean, not a whole heck of a lot of newsworthy things that we really want to revisit. It's a lot of people going, ooh, I see it, ooh, ah. So it's going to be short. One thing that did happen, the UConn Huskies beat Purdue last night in the NCAA Men's Championship. Here is the final call.
It is a UConn coronation. The Huskies make history. Back-to-back. National champions. Number one lives up to the billing. They defeat Purdue 75-60. They've done it again.
Mm-hmm. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault. I told you that was about the only sound clip that I mustered together today that we haven't played. All right, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian today is no exception. Here's comedian Pete Holmes on how they keep stepping up the levels of energy drinks.
I had an energy drink. I don't know if you've seen this. You know how they have 5-hour energy? They got a new one now called 6-hour power. Right next to it. Just like, screw you, 5-hour energy. We need 6 hours. 60 more minutes of alertness. That last hour, when you're tired, you're going to get violated by a Yeti. You need 6 hours of power to ward off his woodland advances.
I was going to try it. I'm being honest with you. I was going to try it. I reached for it, hand trembling, until I saw on the package it said 2.5 times stronger than Red Bull. Who was drinking Red Bull? Like, yeah, pretty strong. But they could kick this up to, nay, 2.5 more times. Because I don't have paranoia and diarrhea immediately. I'm looking for first sip, soil myself. That's the kind of performance I'm looking for in an energy drink.
Yeah, it is. It is the Mike Show. That's your audio vault, as short as it was. Close it up. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. But first, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier. Fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right. Time once again for stupid criminals in the news. A 39-year-old man in Kentucky named Jesse has just admitted to faking his own death, and he gave a lot of thought and effort to it. He had accessed the Hawaii Death Registry system using the details of a doctor living in another state. Yeah, he was hacking. He was a hacker. And he created a case for his own death. He assigned himself as the medical certifier for his own death and then certified it. Amazingly, it worked at first. He was listed as deceased in many government databases. Police say he was primarily faking his death to get out of paying more than $100,000 in back child support to his ex. It's unclear how he was caught, but it sounds like he got a little too hack happy. He was accused of fraud for opening bank accounts with a false Social Security number, and he also hacked into business, government, and corporate networks with information that he stole from others and then attempted to sell the access to the networks online. Maybe it was a slippery slope, but I mean, if you just fake your own death, you might want to avoid attracting attention to yourself, I would just say. Anyway, he could have been sent to prison for 30-plus years, but he's agreed to a plea deal to serve 7, pay $500,000 in fines plus restitution. He'll be sentenced later this week. Yikes. And then there's this. A witness shot and killed a guy who appeared to be robbing a couple at a gas station in Texas, but it was later revealed that the robber and the couple were staging the robbery as part of an immigration scam to get a visa. Here's an immigration attorney, Sylvia Mintz, explaining what the scam was all about.
The person qualifies for a work permit while they are waiting for a resolution of the case. So they say, okay, so what would happen if somebody beat me up, or if I was a victim of domestic violence? People don't realize the big mess they are getting into by lying and making things up.
Yikes. A grandma in Ohio is fighting the city of East Cleveland after a traffic camera gave her a speeding ticket while her broken down van was on the back of a tow truck. Okay, her vehicle's on the tow truck. The tow truck speeds through. The traffic camera gives her a ticket. Here's Joanne Gibson talking about her ticket.
Kind of angry about it. When I get kind of angry, I want to find out what's really going on. What are they doing? I'm at the center getting this ticket, and my car is on a flatbed. I'm not driving that truck. I don't want anything on my driving license. So far, I have a good record, and I'm going to try and keep it that way.
My. A bus driver at a private school in Florida has been fired after he stopped a bus full of students on train tracks as a freight train was approaching. Here, I got a sound effect for this. It's, yeah. The kids freaked. He yelled, "Quiet!" and then continued through the intersection just before the train went through. Here's some of the audio when the train almost hit the bus, and middle schooler Madison Corey and her father, Paul, talking about the incident.
No! Quiet!
Could have been me that got hit by that.
We had one student that we were talking to. She had headphones in, and she looked around when everyone was screaming to get the bus driver to move, and she seen the train coming. She put the headphones back in, and she put her head down expecting to die.
At that point, a lot of us were expecting to die.
Yikes. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A Connecticut police officer has created a very special bond with a girl that he saved 5 years ago when she was choking. Detective Michael Harton jumped into action and gave the small baby the Heimlich maneuver when she wasn't breathing, ended up saving her life. Just recently, body cam footage of the rescue was released. Here is Detective Michael Harton and the mom, Nikki Huckabee, talking about the day 5 years ago when Harton saved a 15-pound baby Tuca.
I went to pick her up when the movie was over and I realized that she was not breathing. I just ran and I'm like, oh my, like I was hysterical.
I see Nicole running towards me. A little angel in her arm. I tried to revive her as much as I could, and she just went limp on me. I was petrified, nervous.
I couldn't do anything besides pray.
That cry was The best thing ever.
There you go. There you go. Got it.
I almost start crying myself.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check them out. They've got their 5K on the runway coming up April 27th. At the Lynchburg Regional Airport.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. Well, that is it. That is the program.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we are back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?